Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And yes, it's toxic out there, but there are things that we can do to remove toxic chemicals from our homes, from our workplaces, from our bodies, and even things that we can do to affect government regulations and what manufacturers can do, because as consumers, we do have the power in our hands. And we can create a less toxic world in our own lives and in the world. And that's what this show is about. You know, this weekend, sometimes you go through time periods where it just seems like everything is confusing and everything is falling apart, and things that you've relied on in the past just to start crumbling. And I think that that's true for everybody at some time in their lives. And I've been kind of going through that. The past couple of weeks, I've been having computer problems and problems with my washing machine and problems with my car and all these things. And when I go through time periods like that, I just keep saying, okay, you know, these things are only temporary things. That the problem is temporary. The fact that something is breaking is, or, you know, even when our health isn't good, it's because we haven't done the things to maintain things. And there's, even if we maintain things absolutely perfectly, still physical things break and they wear out. And all, you know, leaves are falling off the tree because that's part of the cycle of what's going on in the world. And so, when things go wrong and it looks like things are tough, that doesn't mean that there isn't something good on the other side, because I always find that if I can get through that period, that there's something better on the other end. And this week, everything looks bright and wonderful, and my washing machine works, and my computer works, and my car works, and new projects are starting, and it's, life is looking good again. But sometimes we need to get through those problems. And I'm bringing this up because it's the same cycle with toxic chemicals, that we discover that something is toxic, or it's making us sick, or there's a problem with a regulation or whatever. And we just need to recognize, okay, that's what the situation is. But if we keep moving forward, if we keep looking for the good, if we keep creating the good, then that's what we'll end up with at the end. And I've just seen that happen over and over and over and over. So today we're going to talk about healing skin problems. So this is not just about getting your face clean and which product you're going to use that doesn't have perfume in it or something about the. This is really about therapeutic skin care. And my guest today is Sheila Jackman. She's the managing partner and formulated for Divina Natural. It's a 100% natural, organic, luxurious skincare line that focuses on natural treatments for anti-aging, skin lightening, serious skin conditions like even skin cancer, and long-lasting hydration. With Sheila's products, you can rejuvenate, restore, and revitalize your skin organically and holistically with the finest and most effective ingredients at the most affordable prices. So this is what we're going to talk about today. If you've got a skin problem, listen up, because Sheila has some answers. Hi, Sheila. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
You're welcome. It's Deborah, please.
Deborah, okay.
I haven't been Debbie since I was 16 years old.
okay. Deborah,
thank
yes.
you. I'm sorry to correct you, but I didn't want anybody else to listen to this and think it was okay to call me Debbie.
Okay.
So tell us about how you got interested in making this line of products.
Well, it started about, I would say, 18 years ago in my own research laboratory. I was a formulator in the beverage business for children's products called Juicy Juice for the Nestle Beverage Company. And I was their primary supplier and formulator of ingredients that went into children's beverages. So I was already conscious about high-quality ingredients and the necessity that they be pure and pesticide-free. When we were dealing with formulations for children, and also low sugar, natural sugar, but low doses. So in that laboratory, I in doing work for the public for the aloe vera industry and for the grape industry, I discovered that these were products that I could use on my skin. I was using a Swiss brand that was very, very expensive, that would cost me $500 each time I would buy a bottle. And that was very expensive, but I thought I needed it to keep my skin looking young, since I had a pretty stressed life being a formulator and for a big multinational company and a very demanding job that required my travels abroad. And I was writing assays for my clients in the aloe vera industry, and I discovered that this is something I needed to use on my face. But in doing so, in applying a dab of aloe vera, it didn't go well on my face on its own. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a book, and I started making products using things that I had in my own research lab, like essential oils. I was also doing analysis for essential oils, so I have an extensive laboratory background. And I had at my disposal, you know, quite a few things I could whip up in my lab to put on my skin. So in doing so, I created a delicious product that was very hydrating, and I no longer used this Swiss product because it wasn't working for me. Mm-hmm. I'm fair-complected and freckled and on the dry side. I didn't have an oily T-zone or acne issue. I had dry skin that was wrinkling at 30.
Oh, my goodness. I
need to look nice. I had three kids. So it all started in a research lab. And then as I developed the line, people started wanting me to go public with it. And it wasn't until 3 years ago, Deborah, that the line was available to the public, and it's available mainly on my website at divinanatural.com. And slowly, over the years, it has evolved into helping people with problem skin. I'm an expert in anti-aging and keeping wrinkles to a minimum and keeping them from developing. But then I started working on things like psoriasis and pain management, helping people with arthritis and inflammation caused by arthritis. And just recently, I've been working and focusing on skin lightening and skin cancers with a seaweed.
Well, we can talk about all those things. Why don't we start? You use the word hydration. And I've been looking at skincare products for 30 years, not just for my own use, but from the viewpoint of a consumer advocate to make sure that I was recommending products that didn't have toxic chemicals in them. And before I go any further, I just want to say, because I think I should say this over and over again, that people are concerned about toxic chemicals in products. But when you start to say, let's move away from toxic chemicals, you can just simply move to a position where there's nothing toxic in a product. But then the next step is to move to a product that actually has a benefit to it. And those beneficial products aren't toxic, but they're more than not toxic. They actually are doing good. And I think, Sheila, that your products fall into that category of having lots of beneficial properties to them in addition to not causing harm. So I know that there are certain steps that people should be aware of if they're wanting to care for their skin. And I'm fairly certain that the general public doesn't know what these steps are, and that maybe they hear words like hydration in advertising, but don't really know what these steps mean, why they're important. So let's just start with hydration, because whether somebody has a skin problem right now or not, everybody needs to be concerned about hydration. So tell us what that is.
Okay. Hydration is how your skin can absorb water. So it is important that there are several blockers to hydration.
Good. Tell us what those are.
one blocker to hydrated skin is dead skin cells. They act as a barrier for absorption deep into your cells to be able to have hydrated skin. And also, the other blocker is any product, any ingredient containing petroleum-based ingredients. And these are misleading because 99% of the cosmetic industry and pharmaceutical industry uses petroleum-based ingredients as their carrier oil or their main emulsifier to make the cream creamy.
So what's happening in essence then is that the skin needs hydration. It needs water. The cells need water. And when you said that about deeply getting the water into the cells, I just had this picture of my cells saying, oh, thank you, please give me some water, like our cells are dying of thirst. And so what's happening, as you just said, is the big companies are using petroleum ingredients that block our ability to get water into our skin. And then we have dry skin and we need to put something else on it. But that's also a petroleum ingredient. And it just kind of goes on and on and on that our skin doesn't get to do its natural hydration. Is that correct?
That is correct. When we have an oil spill in the ocean, what happens is thousands and hundreds of thousands of fish die and birds die because they can't fly. It clogs up their lungs. It stops their overall functionability. So anything petroleum-based, and that would be mineral oil, petrolatum, all kinds of polymers, carbomers. And polymers and carbomers are thickeners to make the cream creamy because women like to put on a cream and it not be water. So when they apply these products, what happens is their skin is completely blocked from absorption. Completely.
Wow.
So no matter what they put on, the skin will dry. Additionally, these companies, because the company cannot, the product cannot be absorbed into your cells, and for your skin to be hydrated, it needs to be absorbed subcutaneously before, below the surface level of your skin for it to be effective. Since it cannot absorb using petroleum-based ingredients, the companies add alcohol as one of the third or fourth ingredients to make it dry. So what happens is you're adding weight to your skin, and if you're applying these products to your face, you will actually wrinkle faster.
Well, we need to take a break, but we'll be back after the commercial break with Sheila Jackman from Divina Natural, and we'll be talking more about what you can do to keep your skin in good shape, make it better, prevent aging, and handle skin problems, all naturally and organically. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and today we're talking about how to make your skin beautiful, even if it has some problems and needs some healing. My guest is Sheila Jackman, Managing Partner and Formulator for Divina Natural, and that's at divinanatural.com. And she makes 100% organic and natural luxurious skincare products. So before the break, we were talking about hydration. So, Sheila, tell us what people should do to hydrate their skin properly.
To hydrate your skin properly, you need to wash your face with a mild soap. I do have a cleanser that doesn't have a sodium lauryl sulfate. Our product line is 100%, you know, paraben-free and chemical-free, so we don't use any synthetic preservatives. But we need to clean our face and exfoliate our face. For proper hydration, the skin needs to be exfoliated.
And what does that mean?
And that means you can use a mild exfoliant. We make one with organic blue corn that's very, very fine, and you you remove your dead skin cells, you can add a little coffee grinds to your cream and clean your face with some used coffee grinds, and then rinse it with cool water. Then we spray with a hydrosol, which is a botanical extraction, water extraction from plant material that's alkaline, and it helps stimulate microcirculation and absorption. It's hydrating and healing. It's sort of like an essential oil, but it's the water from the plant. Then we put on a lifting serum. It's a very hydrating serum, and over that goes a moisturizer. Then we have an eye serum. People that hydrate their skin properly using natural products like Divinas have instant results. I would say in 10 minutes, their face is lifted and hydrated like if we would put a raisin in water and it would plump up.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I like that. Yeah.
Yes. And many times, Deborah, our skin is so dehydrated that it looks like a raisin.
And well, you know, I just got this. You're explaining this so well, Sheila, because I know a lot about ingredients, but I don't know a lot about the technical aspects of what our skin needs. And you're explaining the natural needs of what skin is really well. Because, of course, if you have a plump grape and you put it out in the sun and you don't give it any water, it's going to wrinkle. It's going to turn into a wrinkled raisin. And that's just what's going on with our skin. And, of course, we would have wrinkles.
Right. So the women look at me after we finish a facial and they say, Sheila, will my face be like this all day? I said, as the hours go by, your face is going to become more hydrated. Because the skincare line is activated with heat. So as your body warms up, the product goes deeper into your skin cells. It breaks down into your skin. Since it doesn't have any alcohol, it can't evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
So it soaks in. And this with the body care line. The whole line works the same way. It absorbs and gives you this instant effect that's long-lasting.
Brilliant. Very, very good. Okay, so that's what everybody should be doing for hydration. So I know a lot of women are concerned about anti-aging, and you have some special products for that. You want to tell us about those?
Yes.
And how they work.
I have some anti-aging products, and I am using the most scientifically advanced seaweeds and essential oils for my anti-aging line that stimulate collagen. What happens as we age, the collagen depletes and we become less plump and full in our face. And also because we're starving our skin using petroleum-based ingredients and toxic chemicals, then our skin is not healthy and vibrant. What this anti-aging product does is it gives your skin luminosity, makes it alive, and like a pearl texture. It's very soft. The seaweed is a hydrating ingredient also, and it's primary in my skincare line. I use seaweed called Padina Pavonica, which is in very expensive skincare lines, only in four in the whole world, the Padina Pavonica, and that stimulates collagen, and it gives your skin a pearlized appearance. And if someone goes under a infrared light, then you will notice that the skin actually looks like a pearl in shine, in luminosity. I'm also using a seaweed that is cellular age reversing called Fucoidin. It has been the topic of many, many anti-cancer research studies. It is in over 900 research studies in companies or organizations such as Harvard and Stanford and universities in Australia and medical research. So everything I do, I am making sure that it has a scientific foundation in terms of what it will do for the skin. And it blocks UV rays. Seaweeds are very important to block damaging UV rays. And we want to block those, yet allow a healthy dose of sun when we need it.
Yes, so somebody could apply that to their skin and it would act as a sunscreen?
Not necessarily a sunscreen, but a UV blocker. It would block damaging UV rays. I also make a mineral sun care with zinc oxide, which would be more of a sunscreen.
Okay, good. We need to take another break. I'm here with Sheila Jackman, and she's from Divina Natural, divinanatural.com. She makes incredible skincare products from organic ingredients, and they're especially designed to address skincare problems and to give your skin great hydration. So we'll be back and hear more all about how to take care of your skin after this. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sheila Jackman from Divina Natural. That's at divinanatural.com. And she custom makes, well, she makes her own. How can I say this? She's the formulator of her products, which are specially designed to be especially effective to make your skin healthy and beautiful. Sheila, I'm tripping over my words here because I was reading your website over the break, and I had my attention on that when we came back. I want to make sure that
that's a good distraction.
Yeah, it is a good distraction. I want to make sure that we tell our listeners about your custom orders, and I'm reading here that not only can people buy your already formulated products, but that people can contact you and you can make a custom formula for them to address exactly what their skin situation is. So tell us about that.
Well, I have clients that love my products in Alaska, one particularly, this very adorable lady that's been on the product for a couple of years now, and she likes rose essential oil. So She writes me a note. She knows when she's about to run out, and she says, when you do your next production, please make mine with rose. So I can customize like that with a special aroma that someone likes that is natural because I don't use any fragrance.
Right.
Fragrance is really bad. We haven't talked about that. But
let's talk about that right now.
Okay.
Yes, because so many products, especially skincare products, contain artificial fragrance. So tell us why that's bad for your skin.
Well, most products contain artificial fragrance, and they're toxic. They're synthetic, and they do get absorbed into your skin, and they're bad. So I am very curious now to read your book, Toxic Free, because I have been making toxic-free skincare for over 18 years now. So I am all into toxic-free ingredients. And toxins can be even raw materials that you use that contain pesticides. So
right.
You have to be very careful when you're a formulator and you're choosing an ingredient to make sure that it is organically sourced and sustainable and that it is not toxic.
And one of the things that about pesticides in skincare ingredients is it's especially important with essential oils, and I think you'll agree with this, because an essential oil is a concentration of the oil. And so if you're making that out of a plant that's been sprayed with pesticides, what you're doing is concentrating the pesticides as well. So if you have anything that has essential oils in it, it's you just really, really have to have it be organic.
Right. And our main ingredient is seaweeds and aloe vera, and they have to be organic also. because mm-hmm. we don't want anything that's been sprayed with pesticides. So when someone calls me with a serious skin condition, such as psoriasis or inflammation from surgery or arthritic pain, I make special formulas, and I have something called intensive skin treatment that is not a medicine. Divina's products are not a medication. They are a natural product that helps with certain problems that are that I have studied to be naturally healing. But this is not a medication, but it will help the problem.
Well, I can see that it could help the problem, because if you look at natural alternatives for creating health in your body as a whole, that, like, for a lot of people, all of their health problems are due to the fact that they're missing most of their nutrition. And you just give somebody proper nutrition from organic foods and organic supplements, and their health comes back. And so you don't need drugs. What you need is to do the things that are proper so that your body creates health. And I think that's what your products are doing. It's just giving your skin what it needs in order to be healthy.
That's correct. I have many clients with psoriasis, and they have brought me shoeboxes full of products that they've used, some of ointments that cost $285 that for half an ounce that don't work. And if they get off my product, it's been people that have been on the product for 3 years now, and if they get off the product, then their condition worsens, and they have to start back on the program. Okay, let's go back to basics. Let's exfoliate. Let's use our soap. We're going to put on a hydrosol. We're going to put on the intensive skin treatment. And within a week, their skin is tolerable, manageable. They can walk. So I do, in some instances, shingles. Some of my products are special orders. They can contact me. I have a contact form. My clients, if they're out of town, they can send me pictures of their skin, any sort diagnosis that they've had, and then I can formulate a special ingredient for them. If they want a cream, my basic cream, with a special aroma that they like, I can do that also. There may be a little extra fee, but it will be moderate to make a special batch for someone. I will do it, and I do it every time I make creams.
I see here on your custom order page that you treat, well, I shouldn't use the word treat, that sounds too medical, but you help psoriasis, eczema, severe acne, shingles, scars, skin allergies, arthritis, dark spots, and any number of other skin or scalp problems, body pains, and cosmetic issues. So there's a lot that you can do with this. And we're coming up on the break, so I don't want to get started on another topic right now. But after we come back, let's talk about acne, because I know that that's one of the biggest concerns that especially teenagers have, but I know that adults have acne too. And I think that that's psoriasis is painful and itching and all of those things, and not the most beautiful thing. But acne just is one of those things that people will, it's so unsightly, especially for teenagers, that millions, probably billions of dollars is spent on acne treatment. So this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and I'm here with Sheila Jackman from Divina Natural. And when we come back, we'll talk about what to do about acne if it's natural and organic. We'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Sheila Jackman, managing partner and formulator for Divina Natural, a 100% natural luxurious skincare line with focus on natural treatments for anti-aging, skin lightening, serious skin conditions, and long-lasting hydration. We've been talking about all those things. If you're interested in taking a look at her products, the website is divinanatural.com. Sheila, let's talk about acne. What should teenagers be doing? Maybe to handle their acne, but also setting up their skin for being good and healthy throughout their lifetime.
Well, the first thing they need to do is stop using lots of different chemical products that they sell for this condition.
Yes.
And once we get to a natural approach to cleaning their skin, exfoliating it, and one of the most, number one is having clean hands. Because the acne, some of the pores are open and they're infected and they have pus. So we have to make sure that they're using clean hands to touch their face, clean their face. And then I'm using active ingredients such as tea tree, thyme, oregano, palmarosa, cinnamon leaf oil to combat acne. And we're able to combat it at a very rapid speed and have a deep absorption, anti-inflammation, using a seaweed base. So it's a light serum that's applied to their face, and it reduces the inflammation within 10 minutes. I have
fast. I wish you were around when I was a teenager, because I struggled with that all throughout my teens. And I think actually it didn't stop until I stopped using toxic chemicals on my skin. I was just thinking about that. Because I stopped, I discovered that I was being made sick by toxic chemicals when I was 24 years old, a long time ago. And I stopped using all that stuff, especially scented skincare products. You know, although I was buying a very well-known, everybody would recognize this brand at the department store, and I was putting that on my skin, you know, many steps, trying to get rid of the acne on my skin, and nothing was working, nothing. And I stopped using everything, and the acne went away.
And that's what you have to do. People that use my products, we say, okay, let's stop what you're using. They're loaded with parabens, which are there's a family of five of them, and they are a chemical preservative that is very toxic, and they do not flush out of your system. Research has shown that when women have breast cancer and they remove the breast tissue, the parabens are in their breast tissue.
Wow.
So we have to be careful what we put on our skin. It is our largest organ and absorbs what we put on it, except petroleum. So we can starve our skin or we can feed it the wrong product. And we have to treat it like food. We have to treat our skin and treat our skincare products like food.
Well, that just makes sense to me, because what we're doing when we eat food is that we're putting nutrients into our body that just goes throughout our body, and different parts of our bodies use those nutrients in order to build healthy cells and healthy organs and muscles and tissues and all those things. And we wouldn't just eat petroleum, although people eat it every day in all kinds of food additives and pesticides and everything. But wouldn't, if I gave you a can of motor oil, which is straight petroleum, nobody would drink that, and yet that all these skincare ingredients that are made from petroleum are made from that same petroleum that's in a can of motor oil. So it totally makes sense to me that what you should do is give your skin nutrients, because petroleum doesn't do any of that.
Right, and the research shows that someone that is using petroleum-based ingredients in their skincare have a higher rate of getting cancer than smoking. That's pretty shocking, because cigarettes are really detestable in terms of what they do to your lungs and clog your lungs. But people use these creams, so it's very hard, Deborah, in in the natural industry to be able to be competitive, because our products are you know, 100 times more expensive than mineral oil.
Right.
You know, I use very high grade grape seed oil. I use wheat germ oil, vitamin E, and avocado oil and calophyllum inophyllum. I would like to talk about that oil a little bit.
Okay.
Right now.
Go ahead.
The calophyllum inophyllum is a vegetable oil that comes from Madagascar, and it's in my treatment line. It's in my acne products. It's in my intensive skin. It's in pain relief. It is an incredible oil to help the essential oils be active and keep them working. And it's just a very soothing oil that is in all of my treatment line products, including acne and in the mask. I also make an acne mask that's fabulous. It helps dry out and disinfect these pimples that are, you know, some of them embedded and red and
yes.
spread, you know, in groups of five or six.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The other thing that is important is the focus that Divina has on anti-cancer. We are using fucoidin-based seaweeds that are anti-cancer, and this can be looked up at www.pubmed.gov/fucoidin, so people can look up this word.
It is. How do you spell it? Spell it for us.
It's fucoidan, and most of my products have fucoidin, and it is an active ingredient. But what fucoidin does, and what fucoidin is a brown seaweed. The brown seaweed is anti-cancerous, and it blocks UV rays. And I have actually done some work with some clients that had cancer that were going to have radiation after 40 days of me meeting them. They came back to me after 40 days, and they were thrilled to death because the oncologist, she had 8 spots on her face that were going to be burned off. And the doctor said they did not need to be radiated or burned off, and that they were fine. Using a product called Skin Lightening, which is a seaweed that is special for combating cancer and destroying cancer cells and preventing cancer cells from developing.
Wow. You know, I went on an herb walk once many years ago, and the woman who was leading the walk, she was showing us different herbs that were useful just in our local environment in the community where I lived. And she made a comment that I have never forgotten. And that is, she said that in nature, there's an antidote for everything. And so if, like, one of the things that was common where I lived was stinging nettles, and I don't know if you've ever, you or any of the listeners have ever touched a stinging nettle, but if you touch it, then it does sting your skin. And you can cook nettles, actually, and eat them. And when you cook them, that little stinging part, the little fuzzy part, goes away. But growing next to the stinging nettle plant is another plant whose name I've forgotten. And if you put that on the stinging skin, it makes the sting go away. And I was just thinking about that when you were talking about this seaweed kills the cancer cells, that, of course, in nature, if something is going to happen to the body in the larger world of nature, there's going to be a solution for it. And that's what the solution is. The solution, I can't think of any situation where the solution is to put petroleum on it.
No, it would be the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, I agree.
So the species that I'm using in the product called Skin Lightening, and soon that product will be called Fucoidin Lotion. It has a high ingredient of fucoidin, of Fucus vesiculosis, which is a seaweed that destroys cancer cells, but it also removes sun and age spots, and it inhibits the melanin production, which is why people spot. Many times ladies spot during pregnancy, and this cream is safe to use during pregnancy on their face to prevent sunspots, or hyperpigmentation is more commonly known.
Yeah. Sheila, I don't want to interrupt you, but we're coming to the end of the show, and I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of a sentence when the music starts playing. Thank you so much for being here. I can give you about 15 seconds to wrap up if there's something you'd like to say.
Yes, thank you so much for hosting me and inviting me. It's an honor, and it would be an honor to help anybody with their skin. Every single client is personal to me. And it's a relationship that we develop, and it spreads into their family. And I would be happy for anyone to visit our website at www.divinanatural.com and let us be your healthcare and skincare provider.
Thank you so much. That's Sheila Jackman, divinanatural.com. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm Deborah Lindau.